Plus, there are 11 chapters of the Rudra, Anuvaka, it's called Anuvakas. Anuvakas are divided into 11 Anuvakas, and the Anuvakas are chapters are called, the first 11 of them are called Namakam, and the second are called Chamakam. Very simple, why they are called Namakam and Chamakam is because from this, what we are starting to learn right now, the word Namaha, Namaha, Namaha comes several times, and because that Namaha is coming so many times, it is called Namakam. And when it in the next one, it's called Chane, Chane, Chane comes, therefore it's called Chamakam. Namakam, Chamakam. Now, the first Anuvakam that we are going to learn now has different mantras related to invoking the Rudra, and after that, from second Anuvakam all the way to the ninth Anuvakam, then you will have this Namaha that is used most extensively, and then the 10th and 11th Anuvakams talk about the greatness of the Divine. Now I will go into the different meanings, and as it applies to threefold, three levels of meaning we will talk about. The first level of meaning is literal meaning. What do the words really mean? The second level of meaning is the inner meaning. How does this meaning apply to our own self? And the third level of meaning cannot be explained, and that can only be experienced. Okay? Only two levels of meaning can be explained. The third level of meaning cannot be explained, it has to be experienced. Yes. I will come to you, I will tell you why you cannot explain. Okay? Yeah. Alright. So, Namakam, Chamakam, and the first Anuvakam is also very also used as Sri Rudram. The first Anuvakam, first 15 verses that we are going to learn is also called Sri Rudram. Now what is the point of all these mantras? I already explained. Now if you understood only the meaning of one word, Rudra, you have understood the entire Namakam all by itself. Condensation of all the different verses that we are going to learn, if you condense it, and the quintessence of all of this is two letters, Rudra, or two letters, Shiva. That's it. So the word Rudra itself has so many levels of meaning, and that's what we are going to learn. So let's go to the first mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya. Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Bhutota Ishave Namaha. Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Bhutota Ishave Namaha. Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Bhutota Ishave Namaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya. Namaste Rudra Manyava Bhutota Ishave Namaha. Namaste astu dhanva dhanvale. Namaste astu dhanvale. Bahubhyamutate. Namaste astu dhanvale. Bahubhyamutate. Namaha. Namaste astu dhanvane.
Bahu Yamutate Namaha.
Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya. We all know what Om is. What is Om? Pranam. Yes. What is Pranam? Okay. Boats, yeah.
He's a boat,
yes.
Who carries you through life easily?
Wow, sir. That's a beautiful way of remembering what pranav really means. Okay, what is Om? Is
pranav.
What is the one? What does it do? Carries through your life easily. Now it's very tough for all of you guys right now, right? Life is so tough. You need to be carried through the life from class to class over the weekends. And who carries you? Parents, yeah, pranav, yes. Om Namo. Now we connected what Om is. Om is the pranavam. Pranavam is the one that helps you cross across all the troubles of life. It's like a boat. And exactly it is what it is a boat. Because in Mantra Pushpam, the very last mantra that we say, Samvatsarova apamayatanam. Ayatanavan bhavati yas samvatsara syayatanam veda ayatanavan bhavati. When you chant that, yopsunavam pratishthitam veda pratyevatishthati. O apsu navam pratishthitam veda. Apsu means water, or apaha means water or love. Navam means the boat. Pratishthitam, the one who is seated in that. And that person who is seated in the boat of love will be able to cross the ocean very easily. That is what we are chanting in Mantra Pushpam. Have you ever connected to Apsu Navam Pratishthitam Veda? Never, no? How many times we have chanted Mantra Pushpam? Apsu navam pratishthitam veda. Apsu means water. Apsu also means love. The one who is seated in the boat of love will cross the ocean of life very easily. So if love is the way you are using crossing your life is so easy because love makes you cross every trouble of life. Understand? Understand? Yes. Now, apsu means water is the what is called as the literary meaning. Apsu as love is the inner meaning. You understand now? What is the meaning that cannot be explained? You can only experience love, but you cannot express all of your love. Can you? You cannot express all of your love to somebody. You can only express it only to some extent. When you love somebody so much, sometimes it is meaningless to express that love also. You love that person, so that's what I keep telling my mother. Today she is not here. But how come you don't express it? Because my love is so much I cannot even express it. Therefore, I'm seriously saying, when somebody says thank you to Swami, thanks and hey, what kind of thanks? Why you are telling me thanks? You should not thank me. Because it's my duty to love. And it is, I am love. So no point in, every day when you get up and your mother is giving you bath, putting clothes on you, feeding you, doing it. For every act of hers, we say, thank you, mommy. Love you, mommy. Thank you, mommy. Love you. Do you still do that?
No.
If you do it so many times, it becomes meaningless. So how do you express your love? All your love cannot be expressed so much. Therefore, you say, you revere that love so much in your heart. You show it in many different ways with gratitude and servitude. That is what is called a gratitude. That's how you grateful you are to your parents for so much love they have for you. Yes? Now, this fellow totally missed the point. He asked me how you can't express it. I just explained. Did you connect to it? Yes or no? Have you listened to what he said? Okay. Can you express all of your love for your father and mother? No. But you can express only partially, right? What is it that you can express? You go give them a kiss. But all your love is not expressed in the kiss. Yes? Yeah, you give them Indian sweet. Yeah, that's a difference. Okay. All right. Okay, now, Namo Bhagavate Rudraya. Now, the first after Om is starting Namo Bhagavate Rudraya. I explained what Namo, Namaha. This Namaha has one meaning I explained last time. What is the meaning I explained as Namaha? Hello, excuse me. Five different types of invitations we sent. Yes? What are the five different invitations to God or the divine energies? Om Namaha Swaha Vashat Swadha. Five different ways of inviting divine energies. Inviting the divine energy or invoking the divine energy. That's why when we chant these 108 names or whatever, it starts with Om, ends with Namaha. Right? When you write a letter, I'll explain in a very beautiful way how Swami explained this. About this mantra, sir. Swami said, when you are writing a letter to somebody, and not emails, I'm talking about writing letters. So the letter, even for an email also, you should have two components, right? First is, when you have to mail a letter, when you write a letter, you put it in a cover, you need two things for the letter to reach the person. What are those two things? Hello? Yes? Address and stamp, exactly. Address and stamp. Address and stamp. If you only write address and you don't put the stamp, it won't go. And if you only put stamp and don't write address, it won't go. It will become dead letter. The post office will call it a dead letter. It won't reach the person. Similarly, when you are chanting mantra, the mantra itself is the address and your devotion is the stamp. If you only chant mantra and you don't have devotion, the mantra won't reach the God or the divine energies. You have to both chant with devotion and chant the mantra properly. Namo first starts with two. The two is Namo. Om Namo Bhagavate. Yeah. Question. Huh? Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya. Bhagavate. What is Bhagavate? Did I explain what Bhagavan means? Satchit Ananda. Okay. Bhaga means light, effulgence. Bhagavate means the one who is Te Bhagavaha. You are effulgence. You are effulgence. Now how? Just the whole Jhana Shloka is about effulgence, isn't it? It's about light, effulgence. Who is God?
Light.
Yes, he is God. He is also light. Who is God? She is showing him. That is true. The God is light. And I said, God must, who, how did he appear to Moses? As? Light. Fire and light. On? Mount Sinai. And today we are celebrating Yom Kippur. This weekend is Yom Kippur for all the Jews. Yes. It's in Israel. Okay. So, what we are calling as Bhagavan, when you say Bhagavan, Bhagavan means light, nothing else. Bhagavan doesn't mean a male or a female or a form or nothing. God is light. Bhagavate Rudraya. Now that light has gotten a name called Rudra. Now, what's question? Why you keep raising your hand? Well, okay, what? Do you have a question, comment? Yes. What is not God? That's what we talked about. Now, focus on this. Focus, listen. Don't think of questions while you're listening. When you're listening, you should be listening and observing, not thinking. When I ask, do you have any questions? Then you think. Until then, you just have to listen and observe. Understand? Yeah. If you're thinking, you can't be listening at the same time. It's very tough. Just think about it. So, Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya. Kabir says very beautifully, Aval Allah, Noorupaya, Kudrat Ke Samavande, Ekunurute Sabjagu Pujiya, Konbale Komande, Aval Allah, Noorupaya. This Allah, that God Allah, Aval Allah, Noorupaya, He used the light, and the light, in that light, He created everything. Ek nurte sab jagu upjiya. Ek nurte, with the same light. Ek nurte sab jagu upjiya. Kon bale ko mande aval Allah noor paay. But very beautiful, no? With one light He created everything. And then He says, if everything is light, who is a fool, who is a great one? There is no great one, there is no fool. Like same thing Anamaya said, Kanduvagu Heenadikamul Indulevu, Andariki Srihare Antaratma, Indulo Jantukulamanta Okate, Andariki Srihare Antara. See how many great souls? They're all saying the same thing only. He said, Ekunurute Sabjagu Pujiya, Konubhale Komande. If God is light and that light is one, then, and Shirdi Baba story yesterday, I didn't touch upon this, another incident of Shirdi Baba's life. Shirdi Baba used to go to Lendi Bar and he used to take the clay and he make the pots. And he will go walk around, go with the Joli and go get his bhiksha and come back to Lendi Bar, throw water on all the pots and then mix them up all as mud and then go into the masjid. And he used to do this every day. And one day, Nana got amused and he said, Baba, I don't understand this. Every day you come and make these pots and then you come back and you throw water on it and make the mud. Why do you make the pot? And then Baba asked, is the mud in the pot or the pot in the mud? You are following me? Yes? The pot is in the mud. Is it? Huh? The pot is in the pot. The mud is in the pot. Okay. As it's made of mud. Okay. But you're frowning. No, you're frowning. You're thinking something else. Tell me what you're thinking. You don't understand. Very simple question I asked. Nana asked him, why do you do this? Baba asked him the question, Nana, is the mud in the pot or pot in the mud? Yeah. Pot is made of mud. It's a question. You have to answer the question. Is the mud in the pot or pot in the mud?
Clay, mud.
Okay, is the clay in the pot or pot in the clay?
Neither.
Okay, what's the truth? They're both the same. The mud is in the mud. The clay is in the clay. There is no difference between the clay and the mud. Now you understand how profound that is? Khalik, khalak, khalak me khalik. This is what Kabir said. Khalik, khalak, khalak me khalik. And then the one that made it just was playing with the clay. He decided to turn a clump of clay into a pot. And then he said, time for this pot to become clay through water made it clay. Listen to this very carefully. Ek noor te sab jag upjiya. He asked, is this light? With the light, he made everything. That means everything is, hello, logic, follow me. Light, everything is light. Everything is light. Light is everything. There is nothing other than light. But what we do, we take the same light and divide it into two forms. One put on the chair and the other here. And then we are saying these two are two forms. But he is saying, I am just the light. Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya. I am just the light. But what are we saying? We take the same light and want to divide it. Oh, this light is what I want to worship. This is not light. How come this light is not getting attention? Only that light is getting attention. How come this is happening? What is this? What do you think? Now, if God said, Aval Allah, Noor Paya, Kudrat Ke Sab Bande, and he's saying, Ek Noor Te Sab Jag Upjiya, Kon Bhale Ko Mande, then what we are doing is, we judge even God based on his form. The same God that said, I am him before, and the same God that said, I am going to come 8 years as another form. We take that God and we want to split in our heads and in our hearts and create friction. That's why Shirdi Baba came to establish the unity between Hindu and Muslim, to say Allah Malik. He did not say Krishna Malik, Durga Malik, or nothing like that. What did he say? Allah Malik. Allah Malik. But what we do, we worship Shirdi Baba, but we hate Muslims. How can we be that? Are we following truly our Guru? Are we truly following the message of our Guru? We get hurt. That's it. Because we get hurt because we are paying attention to the body. We are paying attention to the identity. Remove the dent, then you shall be fine. Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya. Now, the reason why I've dwelled on Bhagavate is, Bhagavan means light. Bhagavan doesn't mean one form. And that one light, he used to create everything. Ek noor te sab jag upjiya. Kon bhale ko mande. Now, when we go to what is that light and how that light is manifested by many, kon bhale ko mande means there is no great, there is no low. Everything is light. Now please chant, Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya, and then I'll continue with the next Rudra. Now, Rudra, this mantra, these two letters have at least 18 different meanings given. When we understand the meaning in so many different ways, we soon realize that the essence of the entire Rudram is condensed into these two letters called Rudra. Now today, I'll go through in the next 5-10 minutes. So let's contemplate on what Rudra means. The first meaning that is commonly used for Rudra is that the one that makes you suffer when the whole world is going to dissolve. That's the first meaning. The one who makes the whole world suffer. Rodati sarvam antakale iti rudraha. Rodati means the one who makes you cry. At the end of the calamity, when the whole world gets dissolved, that is one meaning of Rudra. The second meaning of Rudra, rutam dam samsara dukkam dravayati iti rudraha. Rutam dam samsara dukkam dravayati iti rudraha. The one who destroys the worldly suffering is called Rudra. Or it is also can be interpreted as, the one who removes the root cause of suffering from anything is called Rudra. Rutam dam samsara dukkam dravayati iti rudraha. Now you are all wondering, he makes me suffer, but he also removes the root cause of suffering. This seems to be paradoxical, and it's like a oxymoron. How can the same one make me suffer, but at the same time remove root cause of suffering? Yes? How can that be possible? Yes? Is it logical? Is it possible? Yes? Never mind. The one who is making you suffer, the one who also removes the root cause of suffering. Is it possible? Hello, I'm asking a question to you. Is it possible?
It's hard.
Yeah, how it is possible? What?
God can do it.
Only God can do it, not human.
God is responsible for both things.
Both things. Now I'm asking, with the worldly example, can you think of an example? Yes.
I don't know about root cause. Just our own families, relationships. They are all responsible for both pain and pleasure.
Pain and, that's not what I'm saying. Now I'm not saying pain and pleasure. I'm saying the one who makes you suffer, but also removes the root cause of suffering.
Doctor.
Who said doctor? Okay. Doctor. When you go to a doctor, and when you are a young kid, you get these shots every other week for vaccinations. And when he is hitting you with the needles, he made you cry, right? Did he made you cry? The doctor made you cry. When you got that vaccination, immunization, he made you cry. Oh man, it hurts. And now you get a flu shot. 2 days it hurts. Yeah? 2 days it hurts. And recently I went to Brazil and I had to get shot for yellow fever, for this and that and all those things. Yeah? So now what happens at the time when the vaccination is given? It hurts. It hurts very bad. For 2 days it hurts. It swells and all that stuff. But the vaccination removed the root cause of suffering lifelong for getting affected with the chicken pox or getting affected from the disease. Yes or no? Yes. So if a doctor is able to do that, now can you imagine the same can be applied to somebody else like God? Yes? Divine doctor. Yes, I'll come to what divine doctor means. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Raju. And that is suffering. No, in the same way, you can apply the same logic. You have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and you have to go to, or you have to do all that Kuman homework and all that stuff. You could be thinking, this is suffering, come on. I am suffering, I am going through all of this stuff. Where is Achintya? He just left. Now you have to run with that, all that soccer and play all that. Poor fellow, by 8 o'clock, he's a zombie, He's sleeping. So you are suffering through all of this stuff, but it helps you become strong later on and allows you not to go through the suffering. Yes? You got to get endurance. And when you get endurance, you go through suffering. Now you understand? Rutam dam samsara dukkam dravayati iti rudraha. The one who causes suffering, but the one who also removes the root cause of suffering. How beautiful that is. Now when we go through mantras later on, you will see what are the mantras, how he makes you suffer. There are mantras about how Rudra makes the individual suffer. And those mantras, I won't explain right now, because when I explain those mantras, you should be remembering this. Oh, this is what he meant by one who makes you suffering and root cause of suffering. Now, the other meaning of Rudra is Rutau nadante dravati dravayati iti rudraha. Now I will ask you guys all these questions later. Don't think that you are just listening, and because there are several people here I know came to Rudra classes before. I am 100% sure they don't remember anything whatever I told you. 100% sure. I'm not even kidding. Then they're listening to this again. Oh yeah, I remember him saying this. Oh yeah, oh yeah. When I repeat the same thing, they say, oh yeah. When I ask them, anybody answer, they're all looking at me.
Now, you, the newcomers are not like this, right? So you are really going to be able to explain. Next week I ask, tell me all the meanings of Rudra, you are going to raise your hand. Rudam, Radam, Dravayati, Dravati, Iti Rudra. That's what I am expecting you to say. Okay. At least the kids are remembering what pranav means. Okay. Now, what does that mean? Rutau nadante dravati dravayati iti rudraha. Rudra also means the one at the end note of experience of music. That end note when you touch, how much bliss you get. Very difficult for some people. What is that end note? When you are singing, doing the ala, there is a time when the musician hits the climax of the note. And when that musician hits the climax of the note, the whole body is drenched in bliss. Rutau nadante dravati dravayatiti iti rudraha. The one who enables you touch that beautiful end note, but also showers the bliss associated with that end note. That is Rudra. Now, these are all many, many beautiful meanings. I can go on and on. I said 18 different types of. Now, Rudra also means the root or the source of everything. That is another meaning of Rudra. If you only say Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya, you have actually provided the source of energy to every single god and demigod and divine energy in this universe. That's how powerful that Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya mantra is. There is no other mantra I need to chant. Now, you are wondering, how come that's our Vaishnavite? Rudra is a, you know, Shiva. We don't believe in Shiva. Now you are saying Om Namo. Are you a Saivite fanatic? That's because you are wearing a, you know, railway lines, but I belong to electric poles. We have two types of people, railway lines, electric poles. Same thing like I was talking about people separating Shirdi Baba and Satsai Baba. They take the same god and they separate as Vishnu and Shiva. And they play with both of them. This is the utmost ignorance. To separate god in forms is the utmost ignorance. To separate people itself is some level of ignorance. This is the highest spiritual level of ignorance. Ego that separates God as many forms. So Shiva, Vishnu separated. Shirdi, Satya separated. Everything we are separating. Rudra here doesn't mean that. Rudra really means the source, the root of everything. How is it that if you only say Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya, you have nurtured the entire spirits and the divine energies? Very simple. If you water a plant, what's the place you need to water?
Fruit.
Thank you. We go, if you want to get an apple fruit, you keep pouring water on the leaf. Where do you water? Root. And now supposing that plant has not even come out, it is still in the dirt. But still you root, you water the soil. Therefore it becomes a stronger root. And once the roots get the nutrients and the energy, that energy is given automatically to the entire tree. In a similar way, if you say Rudra, and that Rudra is the source of everything, that is what I mean by he is the root of everything. Also, Rudra means the root or the source of everything. I know we have to stop here. 3 o'clock. Next Sunday, we will continue. Now, please practice and let's stop with these three mantras that you learned today.
Oh.